check, mic check. How we doing? How we doing? Open Run with BTG. Listen, this is the beginning of the year. I'm out of the country right now, but it wasn't like I wasn't gonna leave y'all with an episode. Sorry, be honest. Sorry ahead of time. I wasn't able to bring my equipment, or even if I was, I wasn't gonna be able to use it. I wasn't able to record with my equipment ahead of time, but here I am, and I know the quality might sound a little bit different, but nonetheless, I ain't missed a week, so I'm damn sure not about to start now. I want to give a special shout out to Mike Vick, Deshaun Jackson. Both are going to be head coaches in college football the upcoming year. Mike Vick headed over there to, Norfolk? And then we got Deshaun Jackson with Delaware State. That's big. That's major. Shout out to those guys. Salute. I mean, I wish nothing but the best. We need to see more of that. I mean, don't get me wrong. The group chat was going up. We got caught off guard when we seen Deshaun Jackson. You know, Mike Vick, we can kind of understand. He's been retired for a while. As far as Deshaun, he hasn't been retired that long, but he'll be a young one. I don't think he'll be the youngest, because if I'm not mistaken, the Rams coach was the youngest. Well, that's NFL. But Deshaun Jackson, I think Deshaun is about 38 years old. And shout out, man. That's a beautiful thing to see, though. A beautiful thing to see. I'm just going to watch the games based off of that, just to see how he does his first season. You know what I mean? No judgment. I just want to see how it all, you know, come about and things of that nature. So shout out to Mike Vick. Shout out to Deshaun Jackson. A special rest in peace to Brian Gumble, you know, sports analyst, commentator. I grew up watching him, you know, along with a long line of other sports commentators and analysts and things like that. But that was one of the familiar voices when it came to sports. So shout out, rest in peace to him. And we're losing a lot of different type of legends, you know, when it comes to this life stuff. But I'm not going to hold y'all too long. Again, I have to do a nice quick one, you know, because I'm out of the country right now. But I wanted to touch on two things. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Travis Hunter thing, not too much. But at the same time, shout out to 12 Cal. 12 Cal just recently had an episode that dropped, and he had two guests on, two of his two close friends, and they was talking about the downfall or the change in NBA basketball. And I heard them bring up Steph, the Splash Brothers, and things of that nature and stuff like that. And I will kind of piggyback and agree with 12 Cal when he said you can't fully blame them on how the game is played. He said he mentioned some middle schoolers, you know, middle school basketball. His daughter is a cheerleader, so he has to go to some of these games, or if not all of them, because he's not necessarily there to see them perform, but to see her cheerlead. And he said the game is just, it's exactly what it is now. And I don't think enough people was talking about this, how we need to place the blame on the NBA itself. You know, this is not just something to where Steph Curry came into the game. And remember, Steph Curry was in the game before he was even a Splash Brother. You know, he was in the league before he was a Splash Brother. He had ankle issues. And it just took the right coaching, the right philosophy, and I guess the free will that they gave him to create. And he had the perfect teammates, you know, in the perfect system. But you can't place... I don't even think you can place a lot of blame on when it comes to the game of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and probably some other cast that you could point out that shoot the three ball very well. You got to blame it on the NBA itself. You know, this past year, you know, we had Beyonce performing at a halftime performance. You had NFL playing on Christmas. You know, and it's all competitive. It's a competitive nature, but it's also showing the downfall of the NBA, because the NBA usually owns Christmas. And I know we've seen Bron speak on that, and KD spoke on it as well. But at the same time, it's like the attention that the NBA used to get is not there anymore. And I heard one of the takes on 12 Cal's episode by one of his guests say it's the attention span. You know, like we can just catch some of the games or we can even catch the highlights on our phone. You know, one of the guests said one of his kids is more into looking on YouTube, looking at certain people's lives and stuff like that, instead of actually watching a full game or even watching the highlights. You know what I mean? And yeah, it could be an issue. It could be an issue, you know, with the whole attention span thing. But it's like, we can't blame anybody. Well, we could blame ourselves for one, because we don't have to put up with that. That's the number one thing. But we talking about unity at a level that we'll probably never see in our lives. You know, where we stand up and say, hey, we need better product. There's some people out there that like seeing 140 to 132. You know, not myself. Growing up watching a game of basketball, to get to 100 was a special thing. I mean, with the Lakers, it was a thing where, yo, we score 100 points or more, we get free tacos at Taco Bell. And that was a thing, you know what I mean? Because defense was prevalent back in the 90s and early, you know, somewhere early 2000s started to shut off a little bit. But like I said, reaching to 100 was a big thing. Nowadays, you see 120, 130, 140, 160. It's nasty work. Nasty work. God forbid we're going to overtime or double overtime. You know what I mean? It's something that we just don't want to see. But yeah, you got to place most of the blame on the NBA. They want to bring in those ratings. And what brings in ratings, to their knowledge? Points, a lot of scoring, a lot of excitement. And it's not really working out. And they've turned the three-pointer into like the new special scoring. You know, special scoring is the three-pointer and the dunks and stuff like that. It's like not much wows us anymore, you know? And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to change the game to where it's more entertaining. I get it. But I don't think this is the right formula. I don't think this is the right formula because it takes away from a lot of basic skill sets that a lot of kids don't get to learn. But it doesn't have to be taught anymore because you don't need those skill sets anymore. Hell, majority of the league looks like they don't play proper defense or can play proper defense. And when half of it is just effort. You know what I mean? I just finished watching almost a minute and some change video of Austin Reeves cooking. And not just, you know, role players. This nigga is cooking defensive players of the year and top five MVP candidates. Like, cooking these niggas. Austin Reeves. And I'm not taking anything away from Austin. Austin can hoop. And the last player on the bench can give any one of us regular pedestrians 40 or 50 any given night. What I'm saying is Austin Reeves, which is on this team, a third or fourth option as far as scoring. And then in some cases, we need him to be the leader or whatever. But I'm also comparing it to the past players in the past game. And that's not completely fair, but that's when a lot of more passion as far as the fan base and the players played. They just played better, you know? So, yeah, I do agree that the attention span is one, but I think it's solely the league that just is greedy for that end, because you got to drive in that revenue. You know what I mean? Will they fix it? I don't know. You see they scrambling because look how many times they've changed the format of the All-Star game. You know what I mean? They're just trying to do little things here and there. At one point, they got rid of the dunk contest. They brought the dunk contest back. They want to get rid of it again. It's a sad day when it comes to basketball. Sad day when we're talking about, no, we can't do the dunk contest anymore. And again, I know there's some people out there that are saying, well, it's only so many dunks that you can actually do. And I'm like, yeah. And it's unfair to bring up the street ballers because they might have a certain body size or athleticism that a lot of these players, which is crazy to say, a lot of these players don't have or risk. You know, you got to understand this is still in the middle of the season during All-Star Week. So it's like they don't want to be too risky. But, hey, man, it's either the passion of the game or you just passion for the check. That's how we see it. to wrap it up, man, to get up out of here, I never spoke in depth on the Travis Hunter thing. I don't really want to go into it now. You can listen to other people's shows because I'm pretty sure everybody and their mama going, it's something to talk about. But I would just say this. He's a young player and his nose is wide open. He seems like a very, very, very good kid. Not one of them cats that's going to be caught in the strip club. That's not one of them cats that's going to be popping bottles and having a private section and roped off section and stuff. But he just doesn't seem like that kid. Not to say that he might not get into that, but he doesn't seem like he just found out who Lil Wayne was not too long ago. You know what I mean? So that tells you a lot. He seemed like he was just raised pretty good. You know, he go and hoop. He could play basketball too. Don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying, hooping, it's same for football. He plays football very well, both sides of the field. And the thing about it is, so, now I know he's a student athlete, so the persona is supposed to be what it is, but it doesn't come off as a gimmick. That boy goes home and he gets straight on that stream. Straight on that stream. Video games. Call of Duty. The Rec. You know what I'm saying? Madden. College football. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. He's really one of those regular kids that just has talent in football and basketball, well, sports in general. He's an athlete. You know, and it's coming off as this is the first chick that actually gave him some type of attention and that may have been out of his league, which he has said. So the internet has caught a couple of clips of her not looking so great in some very important moments. And I agree, like, it's not a good look. At the same time, I don't want to overlook this. These are some young kids. And yes, if you're a street smart type of nigga, you looking at it, we looking at it as she got her one. She didn't even have to put in that as much work as these other women that he could possibly bump into will have to do. And they probably wouldn't have to do much because, like I said, he's a square. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that as he's just a good, wholesome kid that's about to come into a lot of money and a lot of attention. And temptation is one thing. Being a sucker is another thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know if he has anybody in his corner outside of his mom and probably Dion. He did give a shout out to his dad. But it's hard for some parents to be the authority figure when your child is bringing in a large amount of revenue. It could be a difficult thing. I could see that being a difficult thing. Not I. Over here, I don't care how much money they make. I'm still their parent. At the same time, I can understand how that could be a difficult thing. But you got to understand, there's wolves out there, and they waiting for your son to be released. They are waiting. And I think a lot of the criticism is for some people. I can't say for all, because we're talking about Twitter. We're talking about online in general. A lot of these people are just complaining just to complain. Some of them are not even people. They're bots. You know what I mean? But for some of us, including myself, it's a concern. We don't know you personally. We don't know her personally. We don't know anybody in your family, your friends, in your circle, or nothing like that. But we've seen this time and time again with some of the best athletes. And we just don't want it to happen to an athlete like that. Even though those other athletes might have been dirty. They might be filthy. They might be a part of the game. We still don't like to see that happen. Somebody get railroaded. Somebody get taken advantage of. And not to say that this young lady is on that role. The perception is there. The optics is there. But even if we're dead wrong, you still have to be careful. Now, I heard that they were engaged and they're looking to get married at that young. Hey, man, I'm not knocking it, bro. I ain't gonna hate on nobody who feel like they truly in love. I just know through experience, that young, you don't know if it's really love or if it's just puppy love. You know what I mean? For the moment. Because this thing called life, whether sports is involved or not, this shit is real. And with life comes with a lot of experiences and lessons. And the one lesson that a lot of cats don't recover from is being in a relationship early on, because it's so much thrown at them. So to Travis Hunter, to his fiance, I hope this shit work out. I hope we're all dead wrong at the end of the day. But if we're not, he can't say we didn't tell him so. Open run with BTG. I'll see y'all when I get back to the lane.